Turn with me in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Y'all pray for me tonight. One pastor mentioned it today. I thought, well, I'm just going to preach something I've preached before and won't get so nervous. But you know what? The Lord wouldn't let me do that. He started giving me a thought. I preached around this verse, but I've never preached from it. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. I'd like to preach on this thought tonight, the sacrifice of praise, the sacrifice of praise. I love this passage, this verse. I love all of the scriptures, of course, but especially Hebrews seems to speak to my heart a lot. And in recent days, this verse right here spoke to my heart in a great way. Verse 15, the Bible says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Let's pray. Lord, I do thank you so much for the opportunity to preach. God, I pray that you'd touch us, Lord. You know I want to be a blessing to your people, Lord, our home church here. Lord, I want to be a help to them. Lord, but you know, and I know, Lord, I can only be a help as you help me, and I can only be a blessing as you bless me. Father, Lord, I pray that you'd help us to see praise, praising you a little bit better tonight. Lord, I pray that every heart would be touched and encouraged to praise you more and more. Lord, we love you so much. We have so much to praise you for tonight. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing with us. The Bible says again, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God." Notice that next word, church. Continually. Continually. For just a few moments, I want to give you about five thoughts the Lord gave me just about an hour before I come to church. So I don't know how long or how short this would be. Somebody told me, and I won't say her name, but Miss Carolyn. I'm sorry, slipped out. said it make it short and sweet, Brother Brady. Well, I said, I don't know. It may be long and hard. I don't know. But I tell you what, when you're talking about praise, I believe it will be sweet. I don't know how short it'll be. Amen. But the Bible says here, and I love this verse, "By him, therefore." Yeah. We'll stop at that word, therefore. You've heard it probably a lot of times if you've been in church long. A lot of preachers, when they come to that word, therefore, they'll say, well, you see that word, therefore, you need to go back and see why it's there, what it's there for. Amen. So if you look at, as you know, we're at the end of the book of Hebrews. So you really need to go back to the beginning and go to this verse here to really realize what God is talking about when he says, therefore. And as you know, if you know the book of Hebrews, it's basically talking about the substitute of Jesus there on the cross and how he had to shed his blood, how he was willing to shed his blood for you and me. And that blood was a sacrifice. It was a substitute for us. Yes. But you know, that sacrifice was illustrated, I guess you could say, throughout the scriptures. Beginning there in the book of Exodus where Moses was commanded by God to bring a sacrifice to him there in the wilderness. And of course, it started there in Egypt where he told him to sacrifice a lamb and put the blood on the doorpost there. And that was the beginning, I guess, of what we call the atonement. And it was actually just a temporary atonement, of course. You know, Jesus was the eternal, amen, atonement. Only his blood could do that. But as you go through scriptures, you'll find that several places in the Bible where sacrifices were made, not only there in Exodus and, of course, Leviticus, you see a lot of sacrifices being made. And then you come to 1 and 2 Samuel where you see David and Solomon sacrificing thousands of animals, lambs and rams. Aren't you glad this evening that you're not having to bring a lamb to every time you come to church? I thought about this, Pastor, as I was in the back there. You know what? If we had to bring a lamb every time we sinned, most of us would be broke real quick, wouldn't we? But praise God, hallelujah, tonight the Lamb before the foundation of the world was slain there on the cross, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our eternal sacrifice. And let me say, first of all, if you're taking notes about praise, praise is deserved. Amen. Because he has made that sacrifice. So the writer here, and I believe Paul possibly, maybe Barnabas, not Barnabas, Barnabas. There you go. It come around just a little. Sometimes it has to go off full circle, you know. Barnabas. Possibly, but I believe maybe most likely Paul that wrote this. Talking about that, therefore, let us, I say to you tonight, that praise is deserved by God. Amen. After seeing all the sacrifices that were made in the past, and that God made an eternal sacrifice for you and me there on the cross, I say he deserves our praise. Amen. His praise is deserved by us. So therefore, the Bible says, let us. So we see not only his praise is deserved, but it should be a decision that we make to praise him. Let us. Let us. Who's us? Well, I believe this book of Hebrews is mainly written to us believers. So I believe he's saying to us believers that blood was shed for, well, of course it was shed for the whole world, amen. Amen. But those of us that have accepted that atonement of Jesus Christ, his blood has been applied to our heart. Let us make that decision. We're going to praise God. Let us, amen, therefore offer the sacrifice of praise. So we see it's deserved, but it is a decision. You know, sometimes you might just praise the Lord without even thinking about it, but you know, sometimes you just need to decide you're going to praise God.
Right.
You may not always feel like praising him. Right. Amen. Some of you, I know Pastor probably didn't feel like praising the Lord tonight, having physical problems. Some of you may feel the same way, but we have to make that decision that we're going to praise him regardless of the situations in our lives. Amen. I know sometimes praise is going to come automatically. I mean, we were singing together, "Great is thy faithfulness." My brother and sister, I couldn't help but raise my hand. I mean, that just come automatically. It kind of reminds me of, we were at a ball game a few weeks ago. We were in Arkansas, and the pastor, well, it's actually the dean of a school that they have out of the church, a Bible college, there said, "Brother Brady," this was on a Sunday night, says, Monday, on this was Labor Day, says, "We're going to go to a ball game. We're going to take all the students from the college to a ball game. We want y'all to come with us, your family." And I got excited because it had been a long time since I seen a ball game, a baseball game. And this was a minor league team, but I still was excited about it. It's been a long time since I've seen any kind, because we don't really have that much time to do that kind of stuff. But anyway, I was real excited, and I got to the ball game, and the team I was pulling for, and they were pulling for, I was smart enough to pull for the same team they was pulling for. Was the Arkansas Traveler. I may be dumb, but not. I was born at night, but not last night. Amen. But anyway, we were sitting there, you know, pulling for the Arkansas Travelers. And it come down to the eighth inning, brother, and they were two runs behind Arkansas Travelers on the top of the eighth. And when they came back to bat there on that bottom of the eighth inning, and I just knew we was probably going to lose. I mean, we'd already had the bases loaded at least one other time, and they'd strike out every time. So I'd about give up on them. But in this eighth inning, the bottom of the eighth, they filled the bases again. And I mean, man on every base. And I'm thinking, boy, this is our time. And this guy gets up. And you know what? I got kind of discouraged because they said this guy's only hit one home run the whole season. So I said, well, that's probably going to go home losing today. You know, I didn't have much hope. Guess what? It was already two outs. And the guy got up there and already had two strikes against him, three balls and two strikes. I mean, it's all but over with. And guess what this guy did? He knocks it slap out of the park. And guess what I did? Before I realized it, I was up in the air. So I don't know if I ever come down. Amen. I got so excited, brother. I mean, I was pulling for that team, and there they were, up the hedge in the lead, just like that. I got excited. You know, that was not a decision to jump up and shout. That would just come automatically. And you know, sometimes your praise will come automatically when God does something for you, but sometimes you're just going to have to say, God, I'm going to praise you anyhow. Right. Yes. Amen. Yes. So sometimes you just need to stand up and praise Him when you don't feel like it. Yes, sir. Amen. So praise should be a decision. It's because it is deserved. Right. Amen. Church, yes. It's deserved, but it is a decision. It says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. Now, this is the direction right here to God.
Right.
You know, I'm not ashamed for jumping up and shouting for my team the other day, but you know what? I'd rather say that I jumped up and shouted for my God.
Amen.
Amen. Because He knocked a home run for me. I don't know about you. On the cross, amen. And I say we got a lot to shout about when our pastor was preaching the other night, Sunday night. Some of you might have seen me over there jumping up. I got this, I'm kind of in this jumping up mood right now. Amen. I'm in this habit of jumping up stuff when stuff really blesses me. But you know, what I'm saying, we got a lot to praise God for tonight. A lot more than we have to praise any man. So send your praise, direct your praise to the only one that deserves it tonight, and that's to God. Amen. The direction of praise should be to God. And then notice not only he's deserving of decision, the direction, but notice the dedication. I see some dedication. It says, what's that next word, church? Continually. Amen. Continually. Now, does that mean you should walk around all the time saying, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God? No, it don't mean that. You know, the Bible is clearly, and if you take it in its context, and you know what really helps me on my Bible study? The dictionary. Just looking up and seeing what the word means. And you know, I looked up that word continually, and it says, happening, listen to this, happening again and again within short periods of time.
Yeah.
Let me read that again. Continually means, can mean, it's, of course it could mean over and over and over again. But of course in this context, it's talking about it happening again and again within short periods of time.
Yes.
Let me ask you, church member, when's the last time you just had a praise fest to the Lord? You just had a festival of praise. I'm not talking about at church. Now, yes, we have those, but when's the last time you got off by yourself and just had a festival of praise to God? Amen. It shouldn't have been long ago. And I'm preaching to myself when I say that. Matter of fact, it should have been sometime today. Isn't that what you determine from that when the Bible says continually, it says happening again and again within short periods of time. If it's been several months since you've done it, I say to you, we're not doing it enough. Amen. We should praise Him continually. Turn with me. Hold your place there in Hebrews and turn with me to the book of Psalms and look at with me at verse 5. Psalms chapter 6 and verse 5. The Lord showed me this today, and really in my devotions, and the Lord was directing me to preach on this when I read this. I knew the Lord wanted me to preach this when I read these verses. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 6 and verse 5. Well, let's go to verse 4, read that too. Psalms 6, verse 4 and 5. Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. Now, before we read verse 5, let me say, I believe David was feeling like he was going to die. For some reason or another, I don't know, but for some reason or another, he was thinking he was going to die. But notice what he says in verse 5. He says, for in death, he's talking to God now. He says, for in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? You know what? Can I just put it in South Carolina terms this tonight? Where I believe what David was saying, Lord, if you let me die, I won't be able to thank you like I've been to thank you. Lord, if you let me die, you know, David, of all men, was a praiser.
Oh, yes.
Amen. And by the way, this is another message, but I believe that's why, one reason why David was a man after God's own heart, because he brought continual praise. Do you want to be a man or a woman after God's own heart? Oh, my. Boy, I sure do. But I believe it's because he gave praise. But you know what David was saying? If you let me die, these lips won't be able to praise you anymore. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking what I thought. Well, God, when I die, I can still praise you, not with the lips you got right now. When you die, that'll be it. Your chances to praise God with these lips, because when God comes back and change, he's going to change these bodies. We're not going to have the same lips we had before. You understand what I'm saying? So I know you can praise him when we get to heaven, but far as praising him with the body that you've got right now, if you were to die, you wouldn't have that opportunity. This would be your last chance. Let me ask you this. How much praise would God be lacking if you died tonight? Some of us, he'd say, well, you know, they didn't really praise me anyway. I'm not really missing anything when it comes to praise. Now, I know the Bible says the death of the saints, you know, is beautiful in the sight of the Lord or something like that. I'm not quoting that. Precious is the death of the saints in the sight of the Lord. Now, I'm not quoting that exactly right, but you know what I'm talking about. Amen. But I'm asking you tonight, are you giving enough praise to God to where he would be missing it if you were to die? But you know, I believe David was saying, Lord, if you let me die, I just won't be able to praise you. I won't be able to thank you anymore. Just a thought there to think about. But I tell you what, I just want to say this. If I die tonight, I want God to be missing a lot of praise that was coming from my mouth. Amen. That's what I'm trying to say to you tonight. It should be a praise that's continually. It's deserved praise. It's a praise that's a decision. It's a direction. And direction is to God. Continues. It's a dedication. And then, you know what I like about my King James Bible? A lot of times it'll just give you the definition right there in the verse. Some of you may be still wondering, what is the sacrifice of praise, Brother Brady? Listen, you don't have to go in any commentary. It's written right here for us. He says, that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. There's the definition. You know, I know a lot of us tonight, you may say, well, Brother Brady, I feel praise in my heart. I feel thanksgiving in my heart tonight. But, you know, the Bible says he is looking for the fruit of our lips. So after I studied this verse here a while back and looked at it, I was thinking, Lord, anytime I'm thanking you, I want to use my lips to do it. Because, listen, my friend, he didn't ask for a sacrifice of blood.
Right.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Brother Ronnie. I didn't have to bring a lamb and cut his throat. Can you imagine how many, and somebody figured that up one time. I forget how much, but thousands of gallons of blood, when you put all of those sacrifices together, it would have been thousands of gallons of blood. But praise God, hallelujah, church, we don't have to bring that anymore. Because he's brought the sacrifice one time for us for eternal sacrifice. And the only thing he's asking from us is a little sacrifice of praise. And you know that's going to come from this mouth and your mouth. The fruit of our lips and giving him thanks. Amen. I say to you, my friend, let's give him all the praise he deserves. I don't know that we really can do that, but we'll need to be trying. Amen. Giving him the sacrifice of praise. Let's read our text one more time. I don't think I've took too long tonight so far, but let's read it one more time. I've actually got a little bit more time. The Bible says in verse 15, by him, I may just preach it again. Can I do that? I might have missed something. But verse 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Let me say one more thing. Giving thanks to his name. Now, I preached this here a while back here about the Bible says there in Psalms chapter 8. Says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Now, when the Bible talks about God's name there, it's talking about his reputation. What he's not known for. So I believe we could say from that, what the scriptures are telling us to do tonight is give him thanks for what he's done for you in your life. Amen. My friend, it's no wonder the Bible says to do it continually, because he's continually blessing us over and over and over again. Just today, he loaded us with benefits. Some that we can see and some that we cannot see. I think I've used this illustration here before, but several years ago we were down in Georgia. Trying to think of the name of the place there, down in Georgia. But we were getting ready for the services on a Saturday night for the next day, the Sunday morning. And I had tried to change my life into being more thankful. The verse in Psalms 92 says, bring the thanks to God. Let's look it up. Psalms 92. Bible says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And the Lord spoke to my heart through that verse. And I felt like, Lord, if it's a good thing to give thanks to you, I want to do it every day because I want every day to be a good day. Well, this certain day that I had not given God thanks all day long. And I was sitting outside the motorhome there and I was thinking, Lord, I hadn't even prayed to you. It'd been one of those kind of days, you know, hadn't prayed. I confess, sometimes I do that. Don't pray to the Lord like I should. And I was looking up in the stars. It was already nighttime and the stars were shining real bright there in a clear sky. And I thought, Lord, your blessings are like those stars up there. There's so many of them, I can't count them. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you. You'll never get done. Amen. But those stars reminded me of the blessings of the Lord. You know, but it's almost like the Lord spoke to my heart then and said, son, there's billions of stars up there you'll never see. Woo! Does that do anything for you? Well, it did something for me. And I got to thinking, sister, yes, Lord, that's like your blessings. I can't even thank you for the ones I can see, much less the ones I can't see, the billions of blessings that are out there that I will never see in this life. But you know what? I said, Lord, I may not can see them, but I can thank you for them. Amen. Amen. Have you thanked God for those blessings that you can see today? I hope you have. But let me say to you, friend, you can thank him for those billions of blessings you will never see. And I tell you, one of the greatest ones, and I'll finish up this thought, I don't believe we'll ever know how far the shepherd had to go to save the sheep. What I'm saying, I don't know, I don't think, Pastor, I don't believe we'll ever know what all Jesus went through on the cross. As a matter of fact, I can say it dogmatically that we'll never know, because I believe he experienced hell.
That's right.
For us. And if you're saved, you won't ever experience hell. Hell, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll never know what hell's like. Amen. And I say to you, my friend, that's an unseen blessing. You can't see it. You'll never know. But you know what you can do? You can thank him for it. You can bring those fruits of sacrifice, that sacrifice of praise, the fruit of your lips, and offering thanks to him, to God. And how often? Continually. Time again and again. And well, let me just read that definition that I wrote down. Continually means happening again and again within short periods of time. When's the last time you just praised him? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for the opportunity to praise you. God, you've been so good to me. Lord, I have so much to thank you for. You've been so good to me, Lord. I pray that you'd have your will and way in the invitation time. We ask it in your precious name, the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, the name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, so much.